Good evening. You're in tune to the Meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the Meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be with me right here than any other place on the planet. And for those of you who are the Inner Circle, the ones who make sure that you're always attuned to this frequency at this appointed time, I am so grateful and so thankful. Living in the light of the blessedness of our being, which is what I am always exalting for all of us to realize how blessed we each are with each and every breath and every beat of our heart. To come to a point and place where we are all right with being realigned in the light of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is our gift. To come to a realization that the real I that sees through every eye is the eye of God. It is the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is so gifting, so beneficent, so beloving that it has gifted itself to absolutely everything and everybody everywhere. And we all have the opportunity to stand forward in the light of the truth of the ones that we are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of its absolute and supreme presence. I am always, always reminding us that we're dwelling in the reality of eternity already. That the earth, as massive as she is, and many of us will never really explore all of the earth. And even if we went to the highest mountains, we would not necessarily go to the depths of the oceans. We would not be in the caves and really have an understanding of how absolutely phenomenal this planet actually is. Nor are we really supported in having a true understanding and an understanding as to how phenomenal we each are as these living, loving, intelligent, potent, and immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is all there is as existence itself. And it is unfathomable as to how many ones really don't care to honor the truth of themselves. How many will not exalt a full effort in their living, even though there is no greater gift than life itself? How many ones take themselves for granted, trash their bodies, take better care of their cars and their vehicles more than they take care of their children, and to think that there's some success that we can have because we have money, we have Bitcoin, we've got digital currency, but our life currency is dwindling every day. I'm just saying at this particular point in time. I'm grateful and I'm thankful to be voice on behalf of our caring to step into the goodness, the greatness, the phenomenalness of who we each are as these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. To be supremely intelligent and to know that intelligence does not undermine itself. And that we're having the opportunity and the responsibility to get beyond all of those parameters of divisiveness that create some sense of we're better than, or we're more than, or we're greater than, or we're less than, and we don't have it. And we are all absolutely blessed. That's what I'm saying. We are all absolutely divinely blessed because the gift is life. And there are no ones who can give you a greater gift than what you've already received. And being in a consistent state of gratitude and thanksgiving for the blessedness in being with each and every breath and every beat of our heart would give us leverage, and it would provide us some platform for which we can be harmonized wherever we are in being directly. When we are in the realization that we are wherever we are, always in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as God, Yah, Yahweh, Yahuwah, Allah, Jah. It doesn't matter what you call it. It is beyond anything that we could possibly fathom because it is that which is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. I am grateful for all of those ones who use the gift of their intelligence towards the greater of humanity, for the calling forward, our being able to answer the call that has been issued from the exalted realm for our rise, for our care, for our Now we're stepping into the clearing, the cleansing, the purification, the renewal, the rebirth. See, there are those ones who have you praying and praying and praying, and your prayers can't really take on the fullness because there's so much blockage and obstruction within the very cells of your body, because we have really been fed with all manners of congesting, constipating things that we refer to as food. That is foundation for all of the cancer, the heart disease, the diabetes, the issues and that have crystallized in our tissues that become arthritis and rheumatism. And I don't care, you can call any name of any disease and I can guarantee you that is because of the blockage and obstruction, the insufficiency of oxygenation, living in a state of cellular starvation, because you're eating that which provides absolutely no mineralization, no alkalization. We're not regenerating quick enough. The blood is like sludge, and they've got you thinning the blood and then telling you not to eat greens. I am really wanting us to remember that we are perfectly and divinely designed by the same absolute and supreme intelligence that blazes the sun and has the earth spinning. But we've never been properly supported in respecting the intelligence of our being, in honoring the sacredness and the sanctity of all being, and coming to a point and place where we are properly oriented in truly being able to be successful in life, because we are literally centered in the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, as points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and in the purpose of ensuring the progression, the continuation, the exaltation, and the greatness of the lineages through whom we've come. For all orders of being, regardless of whether they walk or swim or crawl or climb, perpetuate themselves. They know their food, they excrete their waste, they know their kind, and they will respond when they sense that their lives are being threatened. The nature of all intelligence is that it loves its life. It exalts a full effort in its living, and it just naturally demonstrates its own gifts, whether it's the eagle soaring or the squirrel scampering and walking the lines. It's everything has its gift from the intelligence of existence. And we likewise have our gifts. And the gifts are already with us. The gifts are already in us. The gifts are our inheritance that is charged upon our DNA, our inheritance from the lineages through whom we've come, our grand and great grand and great great grand and great 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 great. But then you ignore the greatness. Let us not ignore the greatness. Let us call forward the greatness. Let us invoke the greatness through the cellular liberation that is the only real right response to being under a global initiative of depopulation and genocide through cellular oppression, where we have been fed, not nourished, not honored, not fueled as living intelligences to be fully embracing the currency of life itself. We've been fed the carcasses of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens and hens and ostriches and alligator and quail and all of these things. I'm talking to people all over the world, and you are saying, well, I ain't never ate that, but the other people are eating that. Dog, rat, cat, all kinds of things. And I'm just saying, at this particular point in time, we have the opportunity to have leverage over a system that is undermining itself in full participation of undermining everybody and everything. You cannot be at war with life and win it. You cannot be a detriment to all and survive it. You cannot be in a place and space where you think that prosperity is based on your manipulation of matter. That you can usurp the right of people to have the right to their lives and think that that makes you supreme. So no, we're in a now moment that requires us to realize, no, there is nothing but supremacy. That is life itself. Absolute and supreme intelligence. Absolute and supreme intelligence that is beating our hearts and breathing us, gifted us so much of itself, and immersed us in that which is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. There's a program that's running in this space that we call, in this realm that we call Earth or the world. The program is death. It is not the actuality and the reality of that which is the will of our Creator as purpose or destiny. But it is that which comes as a tragic date with fate as a result of being manipulated, religiously indoctrinated, miseducated, and socialized to ignore the order of being, to ignore the laws that govern us, to be in a place where we are not consciously committing and recommitting and committing and recommitting to that which is committed to us with each and every breath and every beat of our heart. And to have seen and still witnessing the inebriation, the intoxication, the violation, the subjugation, the domination, all of the obesity, the diabetes, the cancer, the heart disease, and all of this thing and think that is not God. It is not the will of God. It is not the evidence of having been harmonized within the ways or the law or the light or the walk of God. It's as a result of following a system that perpetuates sickness, illness, disease, and death as popular and common activity, collective learning and education, and the path of prosperity. And so, yes, I am so grateful to be one who cares to remind us that we do not have to continue to participate with it. No matter how many days of your life you have gotten up and eaten bacon, eggs, grits, toast, coffee, salmon croquettes, all of this stuff, hash browns, what else do they have for breakfast? Pancakes, waffles, breads, biscuits, all of this congesting, constipating dough that really blocks and obstructs your bowels. You understand? You don't have to do that anymore. You're not designed for it. That's why it's creating all of the issues. Your skin is breaking out. You've got the eczema. You've got psoriasis. You've got the rashes. You've got the boils. You've got the inflammation. You've got the swelling. You've got the gout. You've got arthritis. You've got rheumatism. You've got heart disease. You've got high cholesterol. You've got high blood pressure. You're having strokes. You're having seizures. You're having kidney issues, liver issues. I'm just saying is that you will never have anything greater than that which is gifted to you. So why are we participating in undermining and poisoning our gift, our bodies, our vehicles, our vessels, the temple that God has gifted us so that we have audience with it, so that we can commune with it, so that we can get into a direct line of light with its will, its way, its love, its light, its peace, its poise, its power, and its truth? Why would we be trashing ourselves and then thinking that there is something that we could really do that is successful, when we have been behaviorally modified to participate in a system of capitalization off of inebriation, intoxication, violation, and cellular oppression? So as the voice on behalf of our liberation, as voice on behalf of our resurrection, as voice on behalf of our knowing that this is our time to raise completely up, I encourage you to make commitments for your being. I encourage you to really know that you are so absolutely and divinely blessed. And no matter how much pain you may be in as a result of the acidity that has crystallized in your tissues and deteriorating, numbing you, the neuropathy and all of this, you can be completely healed. Well, the doctors didn't say I could be it. No, you can be completely healed. The doctors can't heal you, but the healer is in you, has to be liberated. We're in a now moment that requires us to really get to this place in space with the deep intensity of intention to be uncompromising in cultivating the wealth and the divinity and the sanctity and the sacredness of our own lives. Why would we not? It's easier to die, but you don't know how much pain and suffering you'll have before that day where your life force is just snuffed out. Because if you could just leave your body, right? If you really are not happy with your life, if you really don't want to live, you really do not have to. But you don't even have to draw blood. You don't have to kill yourself. You could just leave. Well, how am I going to do that? You could just leave. You got to figure it out. But if you don't want to be here, you don't have to be here. But if you don't want to be here, then why would you create all of the pain and suffering and then go for relief to people who have already proven that they do not have your best interests at heart? And they give you more medication. And they give you more medication. And it costs more and more money. And you've got the insurance companies that are like the modern day slave auctioneers now, you know. And then you got ones and ones who are vying for your body parts. Will you be an organ donor? And with most people who get other people's organs, they generally don't treat those organs better than they treated the first ones they had. At this particular point in juncture, I'm saying, no, why wait for other people's organs when you can be clearing and cleansing and consecrating, renewing and regenerating your own? This is a miraculous time that we're in, because there's law that governs us, and we were told, as a man or woman thinketh, so is he or she. We were told to ask and it would be given, to knock and the door would be open. We were told to seek and we would find. We were told to honor. We were told according to our faith, so shall it be done. We were told faith without works and works without faith is dead. We were told to love this absolute and supreme intelligence that we refer to as God, our mother, father, creator of all, that which is beating our hearts, breathing us, has gifted us the breath of life. With our whole body, heart, mind, with all of our might. Who supported us in doing that? The church really hadn't supported us in doing that. The school system hadn't supported us in doing that. The culture that has been created here is a death culture. They are not supporting you in doing that which ensures your progression, ensures your success, ensure that you walking with the keys to the kingdom, ensuring that you are radiant in the blessedness and the bounty and the abundance of who you are as gift and blessing and child of God or of eternity. At this particular point in juncture, I'm encouraging everyone who hears me to put your prayers in writing. To be like David writing your own psalms. To realize, as is it written, as it is written, so shall it be done. But to have an understanding that our bodies should be 80% highly charged mineralized water, as the earth is 80% water, and water is the medium of intelligence. It holds frequency and vibration, the frequency and vibration of our love and our forgiveness and our repentance and our care for redemption and salvation and whatever else it is that we have upon the altars of our heart. This now moment is pregnant with opportunity to embrace the beauty and the truth of the divinity of ourselves and our children, to invoke and call forth the greatness of our lineages to pour forward as the reality of our lives, to be in place and space where we're creating that direct connect to our angels, our guides, our guardians, our ancients, to be in harmony with the auspices of our souls. We are in a now moment where we can ask and have it be given, but you cannot continue to defile your body temple with the rot of rotting carcasses and alcohol and tobacco and all of the stuff that people are vaping with and think that you will be healthy because you're working out every day. No, health means that you are creating optimum cellular functioning. You are creating a bloodstream that allows you to have the clarity of mind and the cleanliness of heart and the integrity with which to literally be a gift here. And so, yes, I am passionate about us rising, passionate about women coming to a point and place where we are caring for ourselves and knowing that as a result of all of the filth that we have ingested internally in every orifice that we need to be cleansing, that the cleansing is not a 30-day detox. Cleansing has to happen daily because the body is that intelligent that it is cleansing daily. And this is not just for the sisterhood, but the sisterhood has to come to a point and place where we realize that we are authorized and duty bound as perpetuators of life. And for all of those who have gone through the initiation of bringing other ones through our own wombs, the duty, obligation, and responsibility of knowing how to ensure the progression of these ones is still with us. And for those sisters who've yet to have children, and for those of us who have aborted babies and whatnot, we still have duty, obligation, and responsibility for our clearing, our cleansing, our purification, our consecration, our redemption, so our salvation, so that we are in the integrity of what it is to be women, what it is to be lovers of life, what it is to be nurturers and nourishers, what it is to really be able to facilitate the healing that needs to happen, because it's not happening in the hospitals. It's not happening in the rehabilitation centers. It's not happening except we are facilitating it by doing that which the body can literally begin to release so much of that which is congesting and blocking, poisoning. Those who have a deep desire to be free from whatever the addiction, to be free from whatever the job, to be free from whatever. Every atom and every cell of your being has to be permeated and infused with that desire, but it's going to be more effective when your body has been well hydrated, when you are no longer blocking and obstructing with mucus-producing foods, where you are literally aggressive about opening up all channels of elimination so that you are able to get better nutrient absorption. The bigger one is, the more weight one is carrying. That is the evidence of the nutritional deficiency that we have so many ones here in what is touted to be the richest country in the world who are literally starving. And this is a design. The schools support it. The churches support it. It is death culture. And we cannot participate with it and then have the fullness of the richness and the wealth of this experience that we call life itself. To be in a place and space where your body is shutting down, to be in place and space where you are racked with anxiety, depression, your bowels are not moving, your skin is breaking out, you're having chest pains, you're winded after a little bit of activity. You can't walk, you can't get up and down off the floor, you are heavy laden. This is as a result of the investment that you have made with your finances, with your money, in that which does not serve you, that which is creating issues for you. I'm advocating, I'm reminding us that our life currency is greater than the paper currency. You could take all of the paper currency that has ever been printed, no matter how fine the paper, the ink, or the image upon it. Take all of the coin that has ever been minted, put it all together, and it does not have the value of one beat of our heart or one breath that we take. So we're having to really remember that man cannot create anything greater than that which is already ours. He cannot create a greater planet. He cannot create a greater sun. He cannot create the stars. He cannot create the galaxy in which we're in flotation and rotation. And for as much of the experimentation, the genetic modification, the manipulation that they're doing, they definitely cannot create a greater you or us. We're in a now moment where we are being called to recreate ourselves, to be cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, revivified, so that we are fully participatory in the and as the emergence of the queendoms and kingdoms of God upon the planet, because there is nothing else that is guaranteed success when there is already absolute and eternal law, absolute and eternal order, and the establishment of the absolute and eternal government. And we have to be cleared and cleansed and purified so that we're in a direct line of light with the currency of the law that is now. We have to be able to be relevant in our now moment. We must reverent and respect and honor and cherish and treasure and exalt a full effort in our living, our loving, our obeyance, our obedience, our restoration, our remembering, our reorientation, our reconciliation, harmonization, our clearing, our cleansing, our purification, and our consecration of these bodies as temples for the re-enthronement of the true spirits of the living gods and goddesses that is our truth. You could accept much less, but you'll never have the greatness. You could accept much less, but you will never have the more. You could accept much less, but you would have thrown yourself away, because we're immersed in the infinity of possibilities, but we have been called to rise. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. After my monologue, you heard from Mary J. Blige and Family Affair, Amanda Black's Power, This Is Your Life by Billy Paul, Been So Long by Anita Baker, Black Butterfly by Denise Williams, and Be Ever Wonderful by Earth, Wind, and Fire. And so I am encouraging us to realize that time is moving very swiftly. And if we are not doing anything differently, we will not get any different results. And the difference is in the care to turn our habits into rituals. And the difference between a habit and a ritual is that the ritual has the order, the cleanliness, the peace, the poise, and the power of God at the center of it. And there are many people, we have what we do to get up and get out. And our socialization has been for us to get up and get out, get up and get out, get up and get out, get up and get out. And I'm saying, when you get up, let's get out. Let's get it out. Let's get it out, okay? Because what? The body is cleansing. So from the day that we were born, somebody bathed us until we could bathe ourselves. And unless there were some seriously mitigating circumstances, most people will brush their teeth and bathe daily. And the society that we're in is all bent out of shape about hygiene. Bacteria soaps, feminine hygiene, all of the deodorants and all of the smelly good stuff. But then we are filling the trunk up with all manners of filth and the rot of pigs and cows and turkeys and chicken and pancakes and waffles and breads and biscuits and all of the things that really are congesting, constipating, and creating the issues of sickness, illness, and disease. And so our reaching for that which is hydrating, oxygenating, putting us in a place, in a space where we're no nonsense, no compromise about these bodies. These bodies are perfectly and divinely designed. But they taught you not to accept perfection. And I'm saying, no, perfection is an inherent part of existence. And many ones who have yet to do any of the internal work, the internal cleansing, are suffering. The dementia, the Alzheimer's, the Parkinson's disease, a lot of the neurological issues that our elders are experiencing, the rheumatism, the arthritis. And I'm just saying is that we're living in a now moment where we have access to whatever is required in order to reverse these issues that have crystallized in our tissues. But we can't continue to do the same thing we've always done in terms of supporting the corporate deities of death, and to have people working. And see, this is the issue, is that our having an understanding and an understanding that law exists. And to be in law means that you understand the order of being. To be in law puts us in a place and space where we are all right with exalting a full effort in our living. Being in law means that we respect the order of being. That what we do unto others will be done unto us. And that because everybody, and see, this is the issue, is that people don't really think that we're all here to serve life. We think that some people are here to serve life and other people are here to create the problem so that others of us are going to work to try to put band-aids on the problems that these ones are creating. And I'm saying, no, everybody is here to exalt life. Everybody is here to rejoice in the gift and the blessedness of being. Everybody is here to ensure the perpetuation and the continuation and the exaltation and the progression of their lineages. That's what all intelligences do. Why did we not get that memo? You understand? So the issue for us is coming to a point where we realize that where you have labored consistently, continuously over decades on behalf of the corporate deities of death, the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish, the alcohol, the tobacco, the vaping, and all of that, that's energy and time and money that you're not going to get back, but you've invested in death. You've put your energy and your life currency towards doing that which undermines other ones. What you do unto others will be done unto you. All of the breast cancer, all of the hysterectomies and whatnot, it's not because these women were exalting a full effort. No, we were feeding off the aborted fetuses of other beings. We were, you understand, sucking the life force and the life fluids and the body fluids of other beings. And it creates all of this congestion and constipation and these issues that have accumulated and created cysts and tumors and fibroids, which is just the collection of garbage, indigestible material. And so I'm just saying, at this particular point in time, don't allow your daughters to go through this. Don't put your baby girls on the path of sickness, illness, disease, and death by denying them fresh fruit and vegetation and giving them chicken nuggets and all of this by the time they're two and they can chew. The responsibility that we have as women is greater than the death urge. You understand? The responsibility. Because children would not in and of themselves choose that which would make them sick. It's a programming that they're getting as a result of their parents treating them to death, their grandparents treating them to death, their aunties, their uncles, their daddies and whatnot treating them to death. You understand? Now, a culture that undermines their children, this is where we have to understand how the law is working. To have a system that licenses companies to produce that which has no nutrition, that which is actually toxic, and then market it to children and put it in their commercials, in their cartoons and whatnot, so that our children are being seeded to be addicts of one sort or the other. And so to have children in a place where they have to have their tater tots, they have to have their chicken nuggets, they have to have all of this stuff, then they have the temper tantrums. They cannot be controlled. See, this is a part of a system that is intended to create more enslaved people. Enslaved to appetites, enslaved to desires, enslaved to that which is not in their best interest. And where a people, a family, parents aren't not able to control their children, the system will step in the juvenile shelters and whatnot. I'm just saying is that we're having to realize that we can make this shift. There are so many good folk out there. You understand? Say, 9 times out of 10, the people are good people because God is there first. But the issue is good is not good enough right now when you have been seduced to feeding off of that which undermines your cellular functioning, and you've been doing it for decades. And then you're not in the faith to think that you could do anything differently. And I'm saying, no, you can do differently, but you have to ask, you have to knock, you have to care. You have to ask, you have to knock, you have to care. You have to want it. You can't be half-hearted about it. You can't be in a place where it's whimsical. It's a wish. Oh, I wish I could get off these medications. Oh, I wish I could lose some weight. Oh, I wish. Your wishing baby ain't gonna get it. You have to be committed to doing it, just like you was committed to getting that. I got to go get them chicken wings. Oh, I got to go get that buffalo wings. Oh, I got. You was determined to get all of that stuff that you got. You wasn't wishing for it. You went and got it. So I'm just saying, just like you went and got all of that stuff that was poisoning you, you can put forward that same energy to clearing, cleansing, and consecrating and getting your life support. You can do that. I can't do that. Yes, you can. I can't do that. Yes, you can. I can't. Yes, you. Yes. See that? That's the system to have us in a place where we want to be grown, but then we want to be like children. You understand? You don't want to be held to any responsibility or accountability for being mature. You don't want to control yourself. You don't want to control your desires. You want to just be flying off the handle and do whatever the hell you want to do. And I'm just saying is that that is immaturity when you are in a lawful universe, and that there are serious consequences to your flying off the handle and eating whatever. You understand? And if, right? If you can go without eating chicken, you can go without eating beef, you can go without eating pork, you can go without drinking, go without smoking for any length of time, and then you go back to it, and you don't get really sick, that's because of how much poison is still in your system, that you can literally re-poison your body and not experiencing anything different. So we're used to the toxicity. And so I'm just saying, at this particular point in time, you have to care. I'm the one to continue to create the conversation, because basically you're being talked to about the politics. You know, they're trying to warn you about all of the detrimental stuff that's going to happen when Trump gets in office. But the issue is, you all are the gods of your own temple, and where you are not fully invested in your health and your wellness, nobody else is going to invest with you. All right. So you already realize that we are in a death culture. It doesn't matter who got into the office. Everybody was going to continue to support the corporate deities of death. Nobody was going to shut them down. Nobody was going to put all these people out of work and say, oh, well, you all cannot work on behalf of sickness, illness, disease, and death anymore. We're closing you down. Here, we'll give you a stipend. We'll give you some welfare until you can get on your feet. But we're going to make sure that you get that enema bag, you get that clay. We're going to get you some herbs so that you can change that bloodstream and have a greater thought. These people are not going to get in office and do anything that's in our best interest. So we have to do that which is truly in our best interest. You understand? Because otherwise we've been taught to feel as though we can just become proficient in whatever area of talent, skill, and ability we have, and we've become successful in life while we were killing ourselves. And when you go backstage, for those who are performers, you go backstage, and what do they serve you? They got all kinds of garbage for their entertainers and their performers. You understand? And I'm saying those ones who became you know, our national treasures and whatnot because of their gifts, talents, skills, and abilities, whether it was Nina Simone, whether it was Michael Jackson, whether it was any of the great ones, they should have had a team of people making sure that they had light, love, wisdom, and truth in what they were consuming. Billie Holiday, all of these ones, most of them was drugged out on something. And so this is how we treat the people that we love, really? And we don't care, long as they making us rock and roll, you know, long as they singing and whatnot. And then they be so toxic that, well, now they come up to the stage after 30 years and then they give a terrible performance and then they cussing you out and they toxic and this and that and you get all the toxicity. And then you want your money back. And people do that, you know. People are living off of their laurels. They haven't created any greater thing for themselves. You understand? We want to rock to what we heard 30, 40 years ago. These people are 30, 40 years older. They got 30, 40 years more of garbage in their system. Are they going to be able to give you as good a concert as they did 40 years ago? I'm just saying. All right. We're at 404-523-8989. I am the one to remind you that the longer you go, the more consistent you are in doing that which is truly going to be cellularly liberating, the more mature you become, the more potent you become, the more powerful you become, the more centered you become, the more divinely blessed you become. You understand? It's the becoming. It's the being. It's the actualization and the realization of the truth of ourselves that we should aspire towards, not just the money, because we could get lauded and applauded. And I'm seeing so many ones. It's like we're focusing so much energy and what we're doing. But after a while, the doer that's in that body is going to be gone. And whatever it was you were doing is going to be left undone. And none of it is purpose in being. So we have the option. We could do whatever we like. We can go here, we can go there, we could do this, we could do that, we could do this. But did we fulfill destiny? Did we truly self-actualize? Did we truly walk in the light of the truth of the ones that we are? Did we outthink a system of oppression? Did we create a better way for our children and grandchildren and the great-grand and the great-great-great? Did we leave the earth in a better place than we found it? I'm just saying is that there are many things that we can aspire towards. And the greater the aspiration, the greater the being. The greater the aspiration, the greater you become. The greater the aspiration and the more you care to be a vehicle and vessel of the love, light, wisdom, truth, peace, poise, power, and the potency of your creator, then the greater prosperity and wealth you can have. But it's a lot of people. It's like you want to have all this money, but you're so freaking selfish. You don't want to do anything for anybody. You just want to have a bunch of stuff. He already got too much stuff. Y'all got so much stuff. You got a storage over here. You got a storage over there. You got a storage over there. You don't want to let nothing go. You don't want to help nobody. You don't want to do nothing. But then when you get on, you want to call somebody. Help me. Help me do this. Help me. Help me. Help me. But then you don't want to help yourself. You're helping yourself to death. You're helping yourself to sickness. You're helping yourself to all kinds of infirmity. Why are you not helping yourself to life? Because it's a program. Your behavior has been modified. We get so used to stupidity that we don't even consider it stupidity. The inability to function as an intelligence of being. Caring to be out of alignment, caring to be wrong, not wanting to be right. Consistently wanting more and more of the stuff that's making us sick, ill, addicted. And I'm just saying is that you have to exert an effort. You understand? Because, see, we inherited this conversation about struggling. You know, yes, sister, you know, you got to be committed to the struggle. And it's like, I can't be committed to struggling. I have to be committed to that which is beating my heart and breathing me. You understand? And my heart is not struggling. My breath is not struggling. And I don't care to be struggling in life. I really don't care to be struggling in life. I don't think that there's any real honor that you get in struggling, because struggling is the evidence of your failure to make commitments to the laws that govern you. And this is where we have leverage over a system of oppression. It's not just about the rhetoric of wanting to be free. You understand? You're free to do whatever the hell you want to do. That's the freedom. But freedom to be wicked and freedom to be ill and freedom to be civil is not liberation. And so we're making a discernment about the difference in having freedoms and being liberated. So when I'm speaking to liberation, I am saying that to walk as a liberated being means that you are not enslaved to anything or anybody. That you are in the faith and the confidence, the trust, and the knowing of the gift of your own being. And you're connected to that which is the source of your being. And the intelligence of your being, being freed, that intelligence being freed from all of the congestion, the constipation, the blockage and obstruction, the degeneration, the insufficient oxygenation, all of that allows us to really cultivate and develop by creating what I refer to as the blood of Christ, the bloodstream that is clean, that bears no violation of violated beings, no inebriants, no intoxicants, no artificial colors and flavors and all of this. That when the intelligence of our being is being freed and is freed so that we function as intelligences of existence, not as employees of the death industries, not as pimps and hoes and this and that, but to walk in the intelligence of who you are as these points of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and to be supremely intelligent and to love being supremely intelligent. You understand? And you're not going to be trying to dim your light to satisfy other ones. You understand? No, you're going to be radiant in your light, the light of truth, the light of your gifts, because you are here to be a gift. Now, these people did not socialize us and educate us and religiously train us and indoctrinate us so that we could literally be the evidence of the hand of God and the glory of God and the knowing of God and the strength of God and the will of God, which is going to be much greater for everybody than a corporate entity or a corporation called America that is working to the detriment of everybody and everything and undermining itself. And then they talk about a war on drugs and a war on terror and a war. These people are the biggest terrorists on the planet. You don't think cancer is terror? For those who don't have any real understanding as to the capacity you have for healing, all of the movies and whatnot that people put forward, and as soon as somebody says, oh, well, you know, I have to get a biopsy, and then the whole mood changes, and then it becomes a dread, and everybody. And I'm like, why? And I guess it'd have to be me, or maybe other ones, to create a storyline that becomes a movie to show how to really facilitate that capacity for healing everything. You understand? And then, but then you would think that it was fiction. You think, oh, well, that's not true. And I'm saying, but see, that's the issue in terms of knowing that we're in a culture that is anti-Christ. It's anti-life. There's no way that we could have so much death industry if this place was really about life. All right, so let's be aware of where we are. And let's come into the greater awareness of whose we are, and to understand that these people have no rights over you, except you're wrong. When we're wrong, then they claim their rights over us. But when you're rightly aligned with the intelligence of your being and the will of the absolute, that you are always exalting it, you're always putting it first, you're always mindful of it. And there's so many ones who say it, right? They say it, but they're not literally honoring the order of their body temples, which is why the church is so full of sick people. The sick and the shut in. You know, the we're having to realize that we have the capacity to facilitate the healing because we have access to everything, and we are in such a divine time because you have so many ones who are working to facilitate it. There are those who are harvesting the herbs, growing the herbs, harvesting the herbs, packaging the herbs, distributing the herbs. There are those who are digging the clay and making sure that the clay is available. There are those who are writing the books, who are teaching. There are those who are allowing their bodies to be the actual living laboratory of life to show you that they are able able to heal and whatnot because they took the water. You understand? They took the herbs. They did what they were supposed to do. You have those who are seeding, those who are growing the food, those who are harvesting, those who, you understand? So I'm just saying is that it ain't all bad, but you got to focus with those who are exalting life. Don't deny that they exist. It exists. Right? And when it comes down to it, all of those ones who are the perpetuators, the sowers of the seeds of sickness, illness, and disease, they will be dead soon. Why? Because we are dealing with law. This is not me making stuff up. You understand? We're dealing with the law. And the law is God. That which you ask for, that the seeds that you sow will create a harvest that is consistent with the nature of the seed. And so those ones who've sown all of these seeds that have all of this blood crying out from the earth, do you think that money makes them prosperous? They cannot be prosperous. They already so sick. It takes a sick people to create global initiative of depopulation and genocide. That's a sick mentality. There is nothing supreme about that mentality. I don't care what his name is. Into multi-trillion dollar business of sickness, illness, and disease. Y'all want to argue with me about this? Y'all ain't got no argument with me about this. Look at your mom and your daddy and your auntie and your uncle and your nieces and your nephews. You understand? Our families are war-torn. What you gonna do different, though? And if you are the only one, if you are the only one in your family that's trying to make a difference, then go ahead and be that one. Show up as the one with the one. You understand? Be that one. Don't be feeling no way. Well, you know, ain't nobody in my family and I got to go around. You ain't got to be around these people. Well, Adama, you know, I got to. Well, if you got to, then show up the way that you should so that you can be the blessing and you can be the light for them. You understand? Otherwise, most families only have one that is representing. All right. So represent, baby. Represent in the order of the eternal. Represent in the kingdoms and queendoms of God. Represent because you are willing to do the clearing, the cleansing, the consecration. But the cleansing cannot be every now and again. It has to be a daily process because that's how intelligent the body is functioning, that it is loosening up toxins daily. And where you are not facilitating that cleansing, then you are going and will experience the retention of waste. And those ones who used to be my poster children and whatnot are showing me that where they've stopped the cleansing process, now their bodies are swollen with so much waste that they're bigger now than they were before they started to cleanse. All right. And so I'm just saying is that it's what we do consistently over time that lays foundation for what it is we're experiencing. But the time is ours to use however we like. And so I'm just urging us to use the time that we have wisely by facilitating a daily ritual and facilitating the body's natural processes in cleansing and then nourishing and then consecrating. Because there is only one absolute and supreme presence and intelligence. So to love is to honor it. To love is to reverence and appreciate it. To love is to see the wholeness and to know the beauty of everything and everybody. And to love is to commit to the cultivation of it, to the exaltation and the acknowledgement of it, and the full participation as a point of it, and to be an uncompromising so that you become the evidence of the queendoms and kingdoms of God having risen. That is what is guaranteed success. And so on behalf of our lineages, on behalf of our Aboriginal, our indigenous, our native, and all of the other ones, on behalf of all orders of being, on behalf of all of those whose blood has been spilt upon this planet, let us rise. Let us rise. Let us rise. You've been in tune to the meeting of the inner circle with the Dhamma, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal.